the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, February the 8th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Leaders in the U.S. Senate strike a budget deal that appears to spell good news for community health centers. Workers at Logan Airport on strike against subcontractors for JetBlue. And an idea for fixing America's ailing retirement system. First, our top story, Senate leaders struck a far-reaching bipartisan agreement Wednesday that the New York Times reports would add hundreds of billions of dollars to military and domestic programs over the next 2 years while raising the federal debt limit. The Times says the accord between Majority Leader McConnell and Minority Leader Schumer would raise strict caps on military and domestic spending that were imposed in 2011. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi delivered what the Times termed a record-breaking speech that tied up the House for the entire day and into the night. She was protesting the fact that the deal did nothing to bring lawmakers closer to protecting young immigrants known as Dreamers. Meantime, Eric Tegetthoff tells us after more than 3 months on the precipice, funding for community health centers is now poised for reauthorization.
Budget deals in the House and Senate include funding extensions for these centers, which often are lifelines for rural areas. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, in 2016, these facilities served more than 100,000 Montanans and more than 500,000 visits. Stacey Anderson with the Montana Primary Care Association says the health centers largely serve the state's most vulnerable, many of whom have chronic diseases.
A lot of them live in poverty. So about 85% of our patients statewide live at or below 200% of the federal poverty level. And about 20,000 of those patients are also children.
Community health centers have bipartisan support, including from Montana's congressional delegation. But like the Children's Health Insurance Program, they have been wrapped up in budget talks. Along with the federal budget, the deadline for funding health centers is today.
Montana Senator John Tester would like to see Congress go beyond the two-year funding extension in the budget deal and fund these centers for 5 years. And hundreds of workers at Logan Airport went on strike Wednesday afternoon, demanding fair treatment by subcontractors for JetBlue.
With about 2,500 subcontracted workers at the airport, the strike is being called one of the biggest worker-led actions at Logan in years. The wheelchair attendants, baggage handlers, cabin cleaners, and skycaps voted last week to authorize a strike. According to Roxana Rivera, vice president of Local 32BJ of the Service Employees International Union, the two companies, FSS and ReadyJet, have subjected low-wage workers to illegal intimidation as they've organized for union representation and job improvements.
In addition, they have had a pattern of wage theft and OSHA violations, and both the state AG's office and OSHA has fined both these companies a number of times.
Neither ReadyJet nor FSS responded to requests for comment. JetBlue said it was preparing extra staff and expected the strike to have little impact on services. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
The strike has the support of Boston Mayor Marty Walsh and members of the City Council. The Golden State is generating jobs that pay well, but California has one of the lowest home ownership rates in the country, according to a new report. The 16th annual Prosperity Now scorecard says sky-high housing costs affect minority communities the most, with 65% of California's African-American renters and 60% of Latino renters spending more than 30% of their income on housing. Study co-author Solana Rice suggests the state pass a law that prevents landlords from refusing to take renters who rely on Section 8 housing vouchers.
So we call that source of income discrimination. And right now, California allows that. And so we really recommend that the state look into protecting renters from that kind of discrimination.
New Mexico animal rights advocates want the state to join three others that use pet food registration fees to fund animal spay and neuter services.
A bill now before senators would charge pet food companies $100 rather than the current $2 to register their dog or cat food product lines. Supporters say the increased fee could create more opportunities for low-income residents to get their cats and dogs spayed and neutered. Jessica Johnson with Animal Protection New Mexico says with the full Senate now scheduled to hear the bill, it appears lawmakers understand how serious the problem is.
The numbers of animals that we euthanize every year in New Mexico, almost 70,000 homeless dogs and cats die in our shelters, and we're spending tax dollars to do it, to kill these perfectly healthy animals.
Opponents of the bill say the registration fees will be passed on to retailers and punish small businesses and less wealthy pet owners. I'm Roz Brown.
And finally, Tim Morrissey tells us for far too many Americans, the prospect of a secure retirement is dim.
A retirement expert says this crisis is a problem the nation can solve and a disaster if it doesn't. Teresa Ghilarducci is an economics professor at the New School for Social Research, who says too many people rely on Social Security alone to fund their retirement, with payments that aren't enough to provide retirement security. Ghilarducci calls America's present retirement system a failure.
When I say it's a failure for 95% of the people. And in that book, it's an utter failure.
Ghilarducci has co-written a book on how to change the retirement system. She and her co-author, Blackstone Financial CEO Tony James, say they're seeing some bipartisan interest for their idea of a national mandatory savings account.
According to the research, 25 million retired Americans will face poverty or near poverty in retirement by the year 2050 if changes aren't made. That's our news for now. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.